Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. As St. Paul says so well in our text this morning from Romans, we do not believe that righteousness and justification before God comes by keeping the Ten Commandments. Why? Because we are all sinners who don't keep the Ten Commandments and can't keep the Ten Commandments. Do we try at times? Yes. But even when we try, we can't keep them. None of us can stand before God and claim to be righteous according to the Ten Commandments. But we believe, as the Scriptures say all the way through, both Old Testament and New Testament, say that righteousness before God comes by faith in God's promises. Abraham believed in God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Abraham believed in God, and Abraham believed God. The promises that God made and fulfilled in the life, suffering, and death, and resurrection of his Son Jesus Christ are the promises we believe. We believe that Christ has done everything necessary for our salvation. And since we believe that, we don't say that it is necessary for one of us to go to heaven to bring Christ down to us. Neither do we say that it is necessary for one of us to go to hell to bring Christ up from the dead. Why? We don't need to go to heaven or hell for Christ. Because as Paul says, the word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. We don't have to go to heaven or hell for Christ. We have the word from God, the scriptures that are also known as the word, are Christ to us. And brothers and sisters in Christ, the word is near us. We hold the scriptures to be the inerrant and infallible word of God. Inerrant means the Bible has no errors, and infallible means that the Bible is not capable of errors. This is what we confess publicly about the Bible. The Word, unlike others who regard the Bible as just another book, we regard the Bible to be the holy Word of God, even Christ near to us. Without the Bible, without the Holy Scriptures, which point to the love of God in Christ, man will never find the true and living God, but he will always find and worship false gods. Without the Holy Scripture, the man will never see God hanging on a cross, dying for the sins of the world. That is why Paul continues by saying, "But how are they to call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news." This only true and living God took on human flesh and is revealed to us in the Scriptures as Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, true God and true man. Dear ones, we worship God who has hairy legs. I heard this recently attributed to Martin Luther, though I cannot verify it, but it is true. Our God, Jesus Christ, has hairy legs. He is true God and he is true man. We worship Jesus Christ, the God-man. And we are not ashamed to worship Jesus Christ, even though he does have hairy legs. as Paul continues in Romans. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Then Paul goes on to say, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed what he has heard from us? So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. Nothing has changed from Isaiah to Paul to us. Some believe and some don't. Even though God sends prophets and apostles and pastors to preach the good news of salvation according to the word, many, even many pastors, stray from the word because they don't believe it in their hearts. I urge you as individuals to examine your confession of who Christ is. Does your belief match the confession of your confirmation when you agreed with the teachings of the small catechism? I urge you also as a congregation to continue to stay true to your public confession, the confession you have made public by means of your constitution. And I urge you also to examine the confession made by the doctrine and practices of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. For you see, confession is very important. If you confess with your mouth Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified. And with the mouth, one confesses and is saved. Does what you believe about Jesus really matter? Absolutely. As we live in this world as God's creations, all humans are asked this question continuously. Second by second as you live, minute by minute, day by day, you are asked this question. What do you believe about Jesus? What do you believe about Jesus? Do you believe in Jesus or not? Do you believe Jesus was true God and true man? Do you believe that he died to pay for the sins of the world? Do you believe that Christ's forgiveness of sins is appropriated you by faith, that is created in you through the word from Holy Scriptures and the sacrament of holy baptism? This faith is sustained and strengthened by confession and absolution and by the gift of Christ's holy body and blood in the Lord's Supper. God more than does his part by giving us his word in the Holy Scriptures and by sending pastors to preach the word. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. I've been told that hearing is the last of the senses to leave us before we die. In his infinite wisdom, God gives us the opportunity to the very last second of our lives to hear the gospel. The good news that our sins are forgiven. And where there is forgiveness of sins, there is life and salvation. God gives us every opportunity to hear the gospel and believe. He gives us breath and voice to confess our sins and our faith. He gives us the opportunity to worship him, to receive his gifts of forgiveness, and to practice our faith. May the word of the gospel continue to be spoken to you here in this place, in its truth and purity. And may the sacraments be administered properly in a God-pleasing manner. May this all be done for you today and into the future. May this be done for you. For you. For you. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.